And I want first of all thank our bishopric for this assignment to speak to you this happy morning and in a special occasion when some of our young brothers receiving the priesthood or being advanced in the priesthood. This is a special occasion. I, as my wife stated, and I just told her, look, you covered everything. That was perfect. She covered everything, all the basics about the Aaronic priesthood. I have a great deal of respect and appreciation for the priesthood. And as she mentioned, when my parents and I joined the church, I was only a little older than some of you young brothers who are 11 years old, turning 12. I was 13 years old. That was a little over 50 years ago. And at that time, my father and I could not hold the priesthood. And so when 6 years later, when we finally were able to hold the priesthood, we knew how important it was, and we felt the difference in our lives because we had been members of the church without the priesthood for 6 years. We could sense that there was something different in us. I'd like to also congratulate the young sisters who are joining the young women's. Yeah, we're here talking about the, you know, the priesthood ordination and so on. How many sisters do you have? Any young sisters who are going to turn 12 this year and enter the young women's? Could you raise your hand if you're here? Any sisters turning 12? You're turning 12? No, you're not. Not yet. Okay, a few more years. I can't quite see from here. Oh, there you are. I saw you. Thank you. Congratulations to you. I have Sister Martinez and I have two of our seven granddaughters entering the young women's this year. We have one who's gonna leave the young women's program next year already, but two, one in Texas, one in Washington State, are already starting in the young women's organization this year. So we're very happy for that. If I may, to you, young sisters, let me share a few thoughts. Barbara, aren't you supposed to be talking about the Aaronic priesthood? Yes, but you see, it so happens that every calling we exercise in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we exercise that with priesthood authority. Not the authority to officiate ordinances like the sacrament or baptism or the laying on of hands, but authority to speak, to testify, to teach lessons, to counsel, to minister as ministering sisters and ministering brothers. All these counsels, whether by laying on of hands or just by assignment from Relief Society presidencies and other quorum presidencies, all these assignments, all these callings, in all of them, we exercise priesthood authority. In the future, young sisters, if you so desire, when you are young adults, you may even enter the house of the Lord and there, in the house of the Lord, you will be able to officiate priesthood ordinances. You can officiate six ordinances of the priesthood in the temple. Yes, women can. They used to be able to officiate 10, but after the pandemic, that was, you know, changed, now six of those ordinances. So even there, you will be able to exercise priesthood authority in ordinances that you cannot do in the church. But here's what then Elder John Taylor wrote in a church newspaper in New York City in 1857 about the destiny of women. He said this to about women: "You are a spark of deity, struck from the fire of his eternal blaze, and brought forth in the midst of eternal burning. Eternities ago, your spirit, pure and holy, dwelt in thy heavenly Father's bosom, and in his presence, and with thy mother, one of the queens of heaven, surrounded by thy brother and sister spirits in the spirit world among the gods, as your spirit beheld the scenes transpiring there, you grew in intelligence and saw worlds upon worlds organized and peopled with your kindred spirits, who took upon tabernacles, died, were resurrected, and received their exaltation on the redeemed world they once dwelt upon. Being willing and anxious to imitate them, waiting and desirous to obtain a body, a resurrection, an exaltation also, and having obtained permission, you left thy father and mother's bosom and all thy kindred spirits, and came to earth, took a tabernacle, and imitated the deeds of those who had been exalted before you. This, young sisters, is what's ahead of you. Okay, exaltation, wonderful blessings. The prophet Joseph Smith himself said this at the organization of the Relief Society. He said, if you live up to your privileges, the angels cannot be restrained from being your associates. If you live up to these principles, how great and glorious will be your reward in the celestial world. Oh, I'm sorry, in the celestial kingdom. Now, speaking to our young brothers who are going to receive the Aaronic priesthood, I could say a lot of things, but my time is limited, so I'll just say offer a couple of thoughts to you. First of all, from the prophet Joseph Smith, he said, the spirit of Elias is to prepare the way for a greater revelation of God, which the spirit of Elias is the priesthood of Elias, or the priesthood that Aaron was ordained unto. And when God sends a man into this world to prepare for a greater work, holding the keys or the power of Elias, it was called the doctrine of Elias, even from the early ages of the world. So, young brothers who are going to receive the Aaronic priesthood today, and those who have already been ordained to the Aaronic priesthood, and those of us who even are gray-haired now and have held the priesthood for many years, and mothers and wives and sisters and cousins of those who have been ordained to this priesthood, we have been called to be messengers before the face of the Savior Jesus Christ, who is about to return. We're being sent to prepare the way. I hope you realize when you are participating, for example, in the ordinance of the sacrament, that this is what you're doing. You're helping people prepare for the second coming of the Savior. As Sister Martins read some of the scriptures in Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, yes, when you sit in council, when you sit in council in the deacon's quorum, or in the teacher's quorum, or in the priest's quorum, and you discuss how to extend the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our brothers and sisters in our ward, these are the things that you are being called to do. Not just to pass the sacrament or bless the sacrament, prepare the sacrament, not just that. That's the visible part of what you do, but there's a whole lot more. Some of you, young brethren, you're going to hear from some of your older brothers in the priesthood that say, look, Brother Martins likes to get on our case here. Well, sometimes when I come a little late and I have to sit right behind you, yeah, you know, I have told a few of you to look, when you're sitting here, take the time to reflect on the atonement of Jesus Christ. Don't be playing video games there, here, or don't go outside. And I've seen from some other wards, you know, young men sitting outside playing their video games that are looking, you're priesthood holders. You're here to be ministers. You're here to preach the gospel of repentance, not only by words, but by actions as well. So be an example. As the prophet, as the apostle Paul told Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be an example of the faithful. These are some of the things that are your responsibility now. Now, the Aaronic priesthood is called an appendage to the Melchizedek. It's an interesting word, appendage. Some people think that, say, yeah, it's just a priesthood for the young man. You know, no, it's not. There is a certain honor associated with the Aaronic priesthood. there are certain honors, privileges, and rights associated with the Aaronic priest. Now, be careful with this word appendage. An appendage may seem like something subordinate, but it is something that extends the versatility of some other object. For example, take my hands here. See, our hands. Something simple. Okay, everybody can understand, right? Okay, good. So, imagine that I did not have my fingers, and I wanted to hold this box of tissues here. Without my fingers, I would be able to lift the box, but probably will not be as effective as if I had my fingers and could hold them, and I'm making a mess here. So appendages extend the versatility, the effectiveness of something. This is what the Aaronic priesthood does. Just like our fingers with these joints or knuckles and these spaces here, these skin folds, they increase the versatility, the effectiveness of our hands. Knuckles, folds, skin folds, these spaces between the fingers, they extend the versatility, increase the effectiveness of our hands. So does the Aaronic priesthood extend the effectiveness and the versatility of the Melchizedek priesthood. Now, brothers and sisters, I testify to you that the priesthood of God has been restored to the earth. And this is the priesthood that we enjoy, from which we enjoy blessings and privileges in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. God lives. Jesus is the Christ. And we have living prophets and apostles, true apostles and prophets of God on the earth today. And I bear this testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.